Angie, WGSO. Etouffee, sauce piquant, Creole gumbo, jambalaya, crawfish, live entertainment by Don Rich. There'll be a money raffle, a sportsman's raffle, an auction, games for the kids. Kick off today with beignets and coffee. Lunch is served at 11 a.m. It's an annual family-friendly event. St. Jules Annual Alans Manja Food Festival. This year, first Sunday after Easter, April 24th at St. Jules Catholic Church, Belle Rose, Louisiana. 5 miles south of Donaldsonville on Highway 1.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Of course, it's the Meat Exchange with Robert Hoover and him, sitting here with John Ruiz from State Commando, Louisiana Champed American Patriots, 3%. Of course, James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America. And you know, good evening, James Neighbors. And we're going to have Chris Patron on from Firearms Professionals of Louisiana to tell us about what's going on the chopping block tomorrow that they pulled last week, but they have slipping it in. And of course, you know, we started the Beat Exchange to address matters of importance, elderly affairs, and anything that affects our quality of life. And we'll show the fallibilities of protective services and the fallacies. Also, wherein the system is so corrupted, witnesses become victims. Our veterans and the elderly hold the history, wisdom, and experiences of our times in truth. Their spirit should not be diminished through corruption of the system or thought processes on any level. So here we go with another episode of the Beat Exchange. My old promo that people told me I better put on and say dinner jackets or straight jackets.
That's right.
Yeah. So, James, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing tonight?
It's nice weather tonight, actually.
It's beautiful weather down here.
Mm-hmm.
70 degrees, low humidity. I didn't know where I was at when I walked out this morning.
Right.
It was the same way here all morning or all day. Really, really nice.
Right.
I love springtime. Favorite time of the year.
Right. So, you know, last week everybody went to Baton Rouge, and that it's usually gun bill day, and they put all the, you know, legislation for the guns and everything on one day, but they pulled something at the last minute, and Chris Patron is going to tell us about it from Firearms Professionals of Louisiana. So, Chris, you ready? Chris?
Hey, Barbara.
Oh, hi, darling.
How you doing?
Fine.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Wonderful. You know, so they putting something up on the a grill tomorrow, right, in Baton Rouge that they pulled last week?
They are. It's a really terrible bill, and it's something that we really need to defeat in the worst kind of way. It's one of these serious bills, and all the major gun bills were supposed to be on gun bill day, but this one got slipped out and it's getting slipped into tomorrow, so we're going back to Baton Rouge. The bill is HB 209. This is authored by Mandy Landry from New Orleans, and it's co-authored by five other New Orleans Democratic representatives, Duplessis, Willard, Hughes, Freeman, and Boyd. These are all New Orleans Democratic representatives. They want to have special restrictive gun laws for their parish, and I'm sure that if it gets passed, then Baton Rouge and Alexandria and Monroe and everybody else will want to do it too. What they want is more gun control, but what they really need is more criminal control.
That's right.
I mean, the criminals
don't pay
attention to the law right now anyway. Passing another law is kind of stupid. It's not going to solve the problem. All it's going to do is make law-abiding citizens, it's going to take away their right to defend themselves.
Well, you know, I get back to the whole thing is that why do we need a piece of paper? We got the U.S. Constitution,
the right
to bear arms, and then we got to waste our time with all this craziness while there's carjackings and everything.
The Louisiana Constitution, Article 1, Section 11, is even stronger worded than the federal Constitution. It protects the rights of Louisiana citizens to... But this bill right here is going to repeal what's known as the state preemption law, which means that no community, no governing or local community can pass a law more restrictive of gun laws than the state of Louisiana already has.
And well, that's something to know.
Would repeal that, huh?
Yeah, well, that's something to know what they're trying to do, most definitely.
Yeah.
That a lot of people need to go.
The state preemption law.
Yeah,
and this will lead to a patchwork of gun laws, making something perfectly legal in your community become completely illegal in your next door community. A law-abiding Louisiana citizen visiting this community would unknowingly become a criminal for doing something which is perfectly legal everywhere else in the state.
I mean, look at that. And everybody helped him out, that U.S. Marine that was driving across country, and I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he gets stopped, and the gun laws are different in that state, and he went to jail.
Yeah. You
know? Oh, yeah. That's why whenever I travel, whenever I go anywhere across country, I check my the laws, the state laws on what you can do. And
you really have to do that.
And you know, whatever that's like in our group, whenever we hear of somebody that's going to be traveling, we tell them, say, hey, make sure you check the gun laws. And then, you know, it starts a whole discussion up on it. You know, we have people in, you know, most of the states in our group, so they'll come in and they'll give their take on it. You know, tell them what they can and what they can't do.
Yeah, that's what the People's Convoy with the state deal is doing, you know, setting up the state pages for people to share information so they could just get, like, with Chris and Patron, too, knowing everything. Chris knows everything.
What, you know, Bob, what kills me about these gun laws is the fact that they do the exact opposite of it. I mean, let's look at Chicago, the gun control capital of the United States. And it's the most violent city in the United States. You know, Baltimore and other gun control cities like that are right behind it. And so it's quite obvious that when you make it difficult for the citizens to have access to firearms, you have a massive increase in violent crime. It's just a fact. And it's not the opposite as these gun control advocates would have you believe. It's actually in states and cities that have unrestricted access to firearms, the violent crime rate plummets. And the statistics back this up. Robert Heinlein was a famous author, and he really sums it up the best, I think. And he says that an armed society is a polite society because one will mind their manners when they have to back up their words with their life.
Exactly. No, exactly. You know,
so
they need bodies in Baton Rouge tomorrow, too.
We do. We need to have a show of force. I mean, this is the first time in years that the House Criminal Justice Committee didn't arrange for all the major gun bills to be heard on the same day, and that was supposed to be last week. It wasn't a coincidence that this has been done by both Republican and Democratic chairmen of this committee, because the citizens over the state who wish to be heard hearing this, you know, on this bill, some of them are pros and cons. I'm not just saying, you know, the 2A people. They take time off and travel to Baton Rouge for that purpose, and they shouldn't have to be required to come back a week later to be heard on a major gun bill like HB 209, which was not included on gun bill on gun day.
Is that going to be in the Senate committee, or is that going to be in the...
Where should everybody meet up, Chris?
Go to Committee Room 6, House Committee Room for the Administration of Criminal Justice. If you go into the Capitol from the ground floor, go on the right-hand side. If you look at the front of the Capitol, there's an entrance on the right-hand side of ground level. they have, you know, you pass through these metal detectors, and you get admitted. And then from there, you will go to the House Committee meeting for Administration of Criminal Justice, and that's one flight down. But you can ask anybody there where that is, and they'll know.
Right.
But this business of holding back a bill so that when we go out there for gun bill day, this one's not going to be there. They're going to sneak it in later on. That's just wrong. It's unacceptable.
Right.
Yeah, it's intentionally wrong.
Right, we got to go to a break, and we're going to come right back right after this. Guys, thank you.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Come down for the return of French Quarter Festival presented by Chevron this April 21st through April 24th. Join friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter in one of the largest displays of Louisiana music in the world, because they just got even bigger with over 1,800 local musicians and over 50 culinary experiences. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
They slap their hands against the wall. You never trip, you never stumble. He's walking Spanish down the hall. Slip him a picture of our Jesus. Or give him a spoon to dig a hole. But all it done ain't no one's business. But any blankets for the cold. Bet them the lights are on Broadway. Even the king is bowed his head. Never face looks right up at Mason. Man, he's walking. Spanish down the hall. Nutella's screeching for a blind pig.
Very good. Yes, Tom Waits with Walk in Spanish. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM, Community Voice of the Crescent City. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange, and I'm sitting here with Sean Ruiz, State Commander, Louisiana Chapter of American Patriots, 3%, and we have James Neighbors, the founder of Overpasses for America, sitting in with us from Oklahoma. And we were just talking to Chris Patrone from Firearms Professionals of Louisiana, and they need bodies in Baton Rouge tomorrow because they trying to preempt what's in the state constitution. Right, Chris? And so we
need it to roll tomorrow. We need to defeat this bill that's going to repeal state preemption.
Right.
Horrible bill.
Yeah, real nice.
I don't know if you guys have any interest in what went down last week. We had, I think, 11 bills that we were monitoring and supporting and opposing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any interest in that, I can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, and what you gonna... HB 37.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
HB 37 was McCormick's constitutional carry. And as he proposed it, it was going to be for 18-year-olds, but they amended it to 21, and he didn't like that a lot, but he settled for it. And it passed 10-3, so it's going to go on to the House floor, HB 37. HB 42 was a bill to permit retired justices of peace to conceal carry. That passed 8-0. HB 43 was Freeman's Second Amendment sanctuary state, which is to say that it would prohibit any Louisiana official from helping a federal official enforce firearms laws.
All right.
And that passed 10-1.
Very good.
With the independent Marino from West Bank.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we got to call him out. Because Marino, would it? I mean, come on, Marino. I mean, isn't somebody in the family a detective that's armed all the time in Marino's family?
I believe so.
Sure.
Yeah, really. Okay.
HB 101 was McCormick's broader definition of justified homicide. That was deferred. He voluntarily took it back. It wasn't going to pass, I don't think, but he took it back. CBAWS 464, which is a bill that would provide for greater due process of domestic violence, those accused of domestic violence, so they don't lose their gun rights over something that's kind of tawdry evidence. We wanted some significant evidence, but that went down in defeat 5-6. HB 43, which was going to reduce the wait time for a felony from 10 years to 5 years after he finished his sentence, and that got deferred. HB 585, Freeman Report mandated firearms transfers to the Louisiana Law Enforcement Commission, which is to say those firearms transfers that were mandated because the guy was committed a felon or was convicted of a felony or something like that. That passed 8-0. Blake Miguez's online gun safety and youth education, that passed 12-0. And HB 949, Phelps's expands definition of juvenile possession, that was deferred. That's probably a good thing that it was deferred because what that was doing was changing what constitutes possession. Right now, the law says if a juvenile has it on his person, that's possession. They were trying to expand it to include anything that's in the car or in close proximity. And that was just a way for them to get, you know, some of the poorer kids in Orleans Parish to have something on them. But that could be an innocent thing where the kid uses the dad's car, there's a gun in the glove compartment, didn't even know about it. So that didn't make it. That gets deferred.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the House bills. Then there was one bill on the Senate side, and it went down in flames, and that was Carter's red flag bill. You know what a red flag bill is, by chance?
No, tell us, please.
That's the one I was please. In there.
SB 327 is a red flag bill. It means that somebody can dime you out, so to speak, to a district attorney who can get a court order with almost no evidence and no due process, and they come get your gun. Because they say, well, he's dangerous. He might hurt himself or hurt somebody else. And somebody makes that judgment, not a medical person, but a district attorney or assistant district attorney gives the evidence to the court, which is somebody's testimony and nothing more, Right. And they take that went down in flames. That was never going to pass.
Yeah.
That's like the
goodness.
Who put that up?
Carter.
Carter.
Oh, the one that's under investigation? Federal investigation?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's him or not. Senator Carter,
there we go. Well, we were going to go at her anyway. At least the feds got him.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
that's all I got. And I sure hope we have a good show in tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Good, Sean.
Sean, you going up?
Yeah. No, I'm going again. I was there last week for the red flag.
I couldn't make it last week, but I'm finished with my duties that are taking me away, and I will be there tomorrow.
All right, I will see you there. We'll get to meet.
Right, very good.
All right, good thing, John.
I'll call you when I'm on my way.
Carl Rabelais told me he met up with you, and he said that was nice.
Yeah.
Right, good. Good, guys. Very good. All right, then.
Thank you, Barb. I appreciate it.
No, anytime, Chris. Tomorrow. We need to hear about that.
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow, Chris.
All right. All right, man.
Drive safely. Bye-bye. All right, now, boy, that's something we need to know about all the gun laws, because these kooks in Baton Rouge, they taking money to hit for the vote. We found out recently that they buy in chairmanships in Washington, D.C. You got to buy your way in. And I read that on RT. You know what RT stands for? Russia Today. it's just one of those things on James.
Yeah, well, that's the committees in D.C. Yeah, those basically are up for auction for whoever can pull in the most funding from their constituents.
That's right.
Isn't that wild? So what it says, it to get these chairmanships, then they're paying up to, it's $1 million. I'm trying to smooth over it, but it's just like trying to smooth over Zuckerbucks. You know, they're going after the Zuckerbergs for their nonprofit now in Georgia because they fed $54 million to a nonprofit organization. And, of course, this is why they were certifying a vote count without having chain of custody documents, which means they could not legally certify that vote count, but they did. Now, you see, in all the swing states where we're going to go to a break in a little bit, but all the swing states where they flipped votes and never corrected them, if they would just take those vote totals and rectify that, Trump won in all those states. Yeah, baby. Just flipping those votes.
That's right.
Shall we won. Now, this decertification process has started in a number of states, but you know how they can C-block it. Excuse me. I'm a Catholic.
C-block.
Yeah. But anyway, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Live now.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A bill to require pornography sites to verify one's age as a way to prevent minors from accessing them passes in House civil law. Bill author, Metairie representative, and licensed sex therapist Lori Schlegel says it's imperative that we reduce access to minors.
This bill is not interested in stopping adults or anyone outside of Louisiana from viewing pornography. Some pornography is undoubtedly protected by the First Amendment, but protecting our children is a compelling government interest.
House Bill 142 requires such websites to verify one's age and only allow access for individuals 18 and older. It now heads to the House floor. A single vehicle crash in Rapides Parish yesterday claimed the life of a 9-year-old. Master Trooper Casey Wallace says it appears 30-year-old Angela Jacobs of Marksville lost control of her SUV along Highway 1. He says one of the four juveniles in the car was transferred to a local hospital.
The child actually succumbed to their injuries while they were at the hospital. Very, very, very sad situation. Easter Sunday.
Everyone was seatbelted. This is news on LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Do you believe that something great can be even better? We do. By adding sweetened peaches to creamy peach ice cream, Blue Bell has raised the bar on flavor. Try a half gallon or pint of peachy peach today. You'll be better for it.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Blue Bell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m., only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM, where we'll talk Pelicans basketball, LSU basketball, and UNO basketball with great guests, great interviews. So join me every Monday, noon to 1 p.m. live WGSO Radio for another brand new season in the paint.
tell you a story all about the Houseman Blues. I come home on Friday. My lady didn't say no. She looked up for some houseman, you know. She said, you got the house money yet? I said, no. She said, you better get the red money by next
all right,
Friday.
So here we are. We're sitting with James Neighbors, founder of Overpasses for America, and Sean Reway. Right. I know. I couldn't pass that up. Hello. And look, I timed out the playing later, you know, we have pulled the meat out. That's going to be the next music segment.
That last time I went to Jazz Fest, that's who I saw.
Right. It was wild. No, they were always wild, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, James, we have a lady on the line, Miss Arvita from Minnesota, who was arrested for bringing her daughter on campus of a college without a mask. So, Arvita, I want you to tell the story that today was your pretrial day, that they are going to have her go to trial for that, even though they have a medical exemption, and the prosecutor should have, you know, just thrown it out.
Thrown it out.
Right. So how was your pretrial conference today, dear?
Hi, Barbara. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Well, let me say one thing. Sorry, I should have made it clear. I was not arrested. I was cited and given a
trespassing. Yeah.
And a disorderly conduct. So that's what I was dealing with. They didn't arrest me and put me in jail. They
But they're still trying to fine you.
Right. No, they obstructing a path over bull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. They could have thrown me in jail. They could have given me 90 days for each offense and up to $1,000 fine.
Right. That's what they were saying to you. So they threatened you with arrest for you to accept the summons. So basically same, you know.
Right.
Thugs with badges and guns. Again.
Exactly.
Again.
Exactly. And that's so frustrating.
Right.
You, as I was telling you before, I actually called the police department first to ask them to take my daughter to school because she was being bullied by her professors in class for not wearing a face covering. And they said no. But, of course, when they called them, even though I have and my daughter has an exemption letter, which, again, I say I don't need, but we have an exemption letter from our doctor and a religious exemption stating that we clearly cannot wear a face covering or a mask. They don't honor it. They don't even honor their own mandates that they have that are unlawful and unconstitutional and unethical, and I say unbiblical. And so,
right. See, James.
So today was pretty stressful, just to say the least. Okay, a lot stressful because, one, I didn't have a lawyer, and
the lawyers don't want to deal with mandates.
Right. No lawyer wanted to take on the case. And, you know, I'm not a lawyer, you know, and I was just like, how am I going to do this? But the Lord works everything out.
Right.
And so today in court, I was pretty blessed because after we're going through everything, the prosecutor actually threw out the disorderly conduct one. And they said that they will take off the table any jail time and move it down to a petty misdemeanor, and that I could just have the lawyer or the judge preside over the case instead of having a jury trial, and I could do either one. And so I asked the judge, you know, why would I do either one? You know, what is better? Why would I go with you over the other, you know, a jury trial? And then he explained that, and then I asked him just two questions, and I said, do you stand on the Constitution? Do you believe in the Constitution? And can you be impartial? You know? And so he said, yes, he took an oath to the Constitution and he stands on the Constitution and he can be impartial. And so I said, okay, then I will go with you for moving the case for the trial in May. It's May 4th. And so I have my trial May 4th. And the great thing is, you know, it's off the table that no matter what, even if I get, which I won't, I shouldn't. I I won't be facing jail time now. So that's a big time blessing that that's off the table and it's not hovering over my head or anything like that. So,
well, we need to publicize this and get some people there.
On James.
This is really, if you go in prepared, would be a blessing in disguise because everything that you say, of course, will be taken down in court record. I mean, everybody knows that when you go to court, everything you say. If you were to take in the data, the information on, say, how cloth masks don't actually work, but instead invite a host of other illnesses to make you sick.
And that's why you have the medical exemption.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, actually show up with that as your evidence as to one, why their policy is absurd to begin with, and the fact that it's even gotten that far into court when the science proves that it does not only not work as they asked or want it to, but it's actually harmful to your health. And I think if you were to, I don't know, that'd be a beautiful thing to have on court record.
Well, let me tell you right now, I've been dealing with this for over a year. So this happened in February 4th of 21.
Oh,
and
wow.
So okay. It's over a year that I've been dealing with it. And I've been pretty blessed because I have Stephen Petty. I'm not sure if you know who he is. He's like the number one environmental hygienist who wrote an affidavit for me to give to the court. So they have this on record, clearly stating how masks don't work and all of that. But here's the kicker that you guys, I should have said to you. Do you know that the prosecutor is trying to throw out saying that, oh, this is not about a mask mandate, that this is about trespassing? And I said, oh, I'm putting on the record because the citation, the transcript. I don't have it in front of me. I don't have anything in front of me. I'm sorry. I can run inside. But on the trespass order, it says clearly, failure to wear a face covering as stipulated by SMSU. That's what it says on there. That's what they got.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then you trespassing on public property? Come on.
It's not only public property. It's my I have three daughters that go to that college. Three.
Jesus.
And the one that I was dealing with was her age. She was only 16 going to the college. And
I'd be curious to see if Soros didn't have something to do with that, just that prosecutor getting into office.
And so then it was so bad. She was scared to go to school because you know how they are. You know how it's been with the mask mandates. I don't wear a mask, and we didn't wear a mask, but it was scary for me. Even to this day, I still get shaken up when someone stops me and says, "Oh, you have to put a mask on." I'm like, oh, what? No, I don't. You know, because I just had that happen when I took my other daughter to the our clinic. They threw us out because we wouldn't wear a face mask. I'm like,
I mean, the Supreme Court already ruled against the masks. You know, come on.
It's wild.
Yeah. They don't care. Well, they're not following any of their own mandates. They don't care. That's what's so frustrating, watching this all go down.
Well, Sean's going to put it on his American Patriots 3%.
Yeah.
And we're going to get information from you.
Yeah, we're going to get the information.
You know, and we want you to call in and keep us posted. You know, touch base with me every step of the way. And when we come up with ideas.
Yeah,
you know,
that'd be wonderful.
That's how we go.
What state are you in?
Minnesota.
That's all I have to say, right? Minnesota, Governor Walz. Yeah.
We
you know how crazy it's been here. So
we have members up there, and I'm sure James knows some people up there. When you go to court, you know, we're probably gonna have some people up there
with you. But this is
wonderful.
But you're gonna put her in touch with some people up there now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to give you that information later.
Thank you.
So, perfect. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. We just had a lady on with us that seems like the college that has her three daughters educating them. We need to give them an education in overstepping your bounds with this mask mandate.
And following the Constitution.
So we'll be right back after this break. Thank you, Arvina.
Thank you, Barbara.
She said, I don't need you trying to find no job. Said, all you need a neighbor standing on the corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me as long as I get my rent money by next Friday. Now you do an expletive coming out. Couldn't get the red. Thank you. And out the door I went. So goes the lily. I think you let me slide. I have the rent for you tomorrow the next day. She hollered about some back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So go in my room. I'll pack up my John Lee Hooker record collection. And out the door.
Never Enough Tattoo. It's 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Something, you know, when everybody was talking about the Smith slap, you know, the B slap, a few hours earlier than that, there were 2,000 children rescued from Ukraine, and they were rescued by Russia's Putin, and not one bit of media attention about that, so I want to bring that up. They were rescued from trafficking in a Biden hotbed. So also, you need to think about this. Pelosi got the Congress to vote in a $2.1 billion to beef up the Capitol Hill Security Fund before the January 6th event, which she and Schumer controlled, which was basically an inside job we're getting to see. They used those funds to pay for this riot. And because they exempted this fund from any FOIA scrutiny, which is Freedom of Information Act, that all of us have the right to request information from our government, that's on the federal level. On the state level, it's Open Records Act request, or whatever way your state calls it. But because they do not, they're not allowing any attention to this, which is totally ridiculous and reason for, not that they would resign, but to demand resignations for people acting this way. They not only control the billions, but they don't even have to tell us what they're doing with them. And so this was doing with the money.
Well, the inspector general, the one that audits everything that goes on, you know, all of their bills and everything, said that the budget, the $1.9 trillion budget that Biden signed into office, you know, signed into law as soon as he came into office, said that was the worst and most corrupt piece of legislation in the entire history of the United States.
Oh, wow.
That's a quote. Our inspector general said that.
Brilliant.
About the bill that the Democrats put out and the one that Biden signed, the most corrupt piece of legislation that has ever been seen in the United States. So that's what your Democrats are bringing us, the most amount of corruption ever in the history of the United States. And it's not me saying it. That's the inspector general saying that.
Well, I think that, you know, we need to have open records requests to the different secretaries of state that certified the election without chain of custody documents to request how much of the Zuckerbucks that they got, because it's necessary.
Well, and then once they find that out, what they then need to do is stop it from ever happening again. We need to stop allowing. I would go so far as to say that it should be illegal for a campaign in Louisiana to, or Oklahoma or wherever, to receive funding for any political campaign from outside of their state borders. So that way,
that's
only
right.
Citizens, you know, so. You know, I mean, yeah, we've got a couple of billionaires up here in Oklahoma that could have a lot of effect on elections. Okay, at least they're from Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think that really would be the best way to do it. It would stop this Democrat dart money machine, and it would put a little better playing field everywhere that way for everybody.
Another thing we need to do is we need to be at the polling stations.
Oh, without a doubt, I can't believe
that. We need
to
be at the polling stations. And from the time they open to after they close, and everything is gone from
monitor.
The polling station. We need to be at the registrar's office or wherever they bring the machines.
Oh, like to follow them.
Yeah.
Follow them.
We need to have people
watching
all over and videoing.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Because that's how true to vote it. Right, go ahead.
Like in Pennsylvania, you need to have some bodyguards out there. Black Panthers standing there with riot batons or baseball bats scaring people off from voting. That's happened every year since like 2008, which guess who got elected that year. But nobody's ever gone out there to counter them. I mean, I'm amazed that there haven't been like a group of ordinary voters gone out there and said, no, you Black Panthers can't scare voters away anymore.
Right. Well, I think they need some mama bears, like some Bayou mama bears.
They need some patriots.
Right. Definitely. Patriots. Yeah, because see, when Stacey Adams was running for governor, they were armed people from the new Black Panther Party in the on the highways in the mountains, stopping vehicles with children in it to say they wanted to talk to them about their vote. Well, that's vote intimidation. But you see, since, you know, you got Brad Raffensperger and his girlfriend shelling out the Zucca bucks. Yeah, that's true, Brad. And then lying to the media about what the phone call was with President Trump. Change out the vote count for all the flip votes from Trump to Biden in the six states that happened at the same time. And then you have President Trump winning the election that you covered up.
They were saying, what was it, in Arizona, after all of their audits and everything, that Trump won like 65 he got like 65% of the vote or something to that effect. It was like a huge landslide.
Huge, right.
I mean, or as he would say, huge. It was huge.
Huge, right. Well, you see, Biden only got actually 128 electoral votes. That's it. 128. Now, Delaware has like three or one or whatever. Well, he didn't win Delaware because that's where the nursing home scandal surfaced of what they were doing with those places, having thousands. They had more people voting. They had more votes than people voting, than people registered to vote in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Arizona, too.
That way. Yeah. Detroit is that way every election. Since I've been paying attention to it, that I know of, Detroit has always had more people vote than live in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'd be Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia. What are y'all looking at me for? I can't breathe.
That is just watching.
Okay, what's the seven deadly sins? Because the eighth is mediocrity. Well, anyway. So, anyway, it's Catholics and it's, Easter. So, of course, we're going to have some more craziness next week, or maybe we'll just do it straight. And we'll let you know. From Chris will let us know what happens tomorrow, and Sean, too, because he's going. Are you going to go, Brian? You going tomorrow to Baton Rouge? Oh, no, why not? Oh, okay, well, all right.
Well, I'd just like to encourage everybody, if you've got a political candidate you like that's coming up for election, get out on a street corner or an overpass and stuff.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to get something together for the young lady in Minnesota when she goes to court.
Right. Even
get
a
support
to her
throughout
after,
the year.
Right. No, definitely. So that's what Sean's good for. American Patriots, 3%. And hello, Mr. Robin Harrison, and hello, Mr. Hodenator, huh?
Hodenator.
Right, okay, I remember you.
Robin Hodes.
Okay, we'll see you same time next week. It's Barbara Hoover Slide Noble for another night.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer.
That's French for bread. Leidenheimer.